I'm Connie Sellecca, back with more health intelligence from cardiologist Dr. Christopher Kelly. If you'd like to know more about him or his new book, Am I Dying?, check out amidying.com. And now that the weather is getting warmer and we're spending more time outdoors, I asked Dr. Kelly to share his tips for treating one of the most common warm weather injuries of all, a sunburn.
So I will start by saying that the best treatment for sunburn is not getting one in the first place. So I would remind you that you should have at least SPF 30, if not higher, on you at all time when you expect to be out in the sun under direct sunlight for more than 10 minutes. You should apply it everywhere on your body that's going to be exposed to sun. If you're wearing like a very light shawl or camisole, like that is not adequate sun protection, and you should put sunscreen under there too. And when you're shopping for sunscreens, in addition to SPF, you want to make sure that it has UVA and UVB protection. So with that being said, if despite all those measures, you still do get a sunburn, most sunburns can just be treated at home with like an aloe-based gel. Don't put ice on it. That'll just damage the skin worse. Sunburns often do peel a bit. If you notice extensive peeling, if the underlying skin is painful to the touch, or you're even bleeding from the sort of blistering of the skin, that's when you should definitely see your doctor. You know, sunburns can, unfortunately, be pretty serious. People can experience like second-degree burns or worse just from the sun, and those do require a little bit more careful treatment than a common, like, first-degree sunburn.
Your health is our top priority. Intelligence for your health.